Hello guys, what's up? How you doing? How you feeling? It's everything is anything with Gessari. It's another episode. It's another Friday. It's another weekend, guys. Guys, we're in December. Can you imagine that? This is the first Friday of December and I am feeling great. Guys, you do not know even how great I'm feeling. Bruh. I am so happy. I'm always so happy when it's December because it's birthday month, you know. I'm feeling really nice. By the way, I love my birthday. The people who are afraid of growing old, yeah? Well, let me tell you, I am kinda-ish one of them, but I am not. Because I enjoy my birthday. Anyway, that is not even the point here today. So today we are going to talk about happiness over everything, yeah? Guys, how often are you happy? And genuinely happy? What are this happiness of just because you gotta be happy, or you're trying to show people, you know, or you're masking the sadness that you have? No, I'm talking about real happiness. How often are you genuinely happy that you can say, I am really happy? You know, have you had those moments, those times when you're just chilling by yourself, or maybe you're chilling with your friends or family, or you're just in an environment and you sit down and think, I am happy today? You know, let me know, guys, if you're genuinely happy. So, let's begin. Last time, I gave you guys a short little story of phobias. And I'm going to include it today in our Happiness Over Everything episode. The phobia of being happy. It's called Sharophobia. People might think, what the hell, Sharon Gessari? What is Sharophobia? Sharophobia is the fear of happiness. Can you imagine? Guys, there's a name for everything that you're afraid of. Every phobia. Let me tell you. So please don't be looking at someone and be like, I'm afraid of being happy, and think these people are mad. It's actually a true thing. Speaking from experience, there was a point in time I was really afraid of being happy. Why? Because there was so much going on in my life at that point. I'm going to give you guys a story one day. It was really a tough time for me. Well, it was like a traumatic time. And it had gone on for so long. You know, when something happens in your life that has gone on for so long that you're so used to the sadness and the trauma and the hurt and the pain until you're like, nah, fam. It's not like I'm never meant to be happy. You know, it got to that point that when things started being okay, the little moments, you know, when I'd get to be happy and I'd realize in those moments that, oh my goodness, I am happy. I feel so happy and I love it right now. I'd immediately go, like snap, and go into like, oh no, I don't want to be happy. Because every time I'd be happy, I'd be afraid that after I'm happy, I'm gonna go into sadness and pain and trauma again. And I realized that was because everything around me, all that was happening, never gave me a chance to actually be happy, you know. And if I was happy, I was happy for like a few seconds. And then after I'm happy for a few seconds, and that happiness is like major, like, woo, it was huge, like proper, like it floods you. Have you ever been flooded by happiness, guys? Have you ever been flooded by happiness? So it would flood me, and then after that, I'd have another series of bad events and just life being so sucky, you know. So I think I developed the fear of happiness, which we have now known is called Sharophobia. That is C-H-E-R-O phobia, which comes from the Greek word Sharos, meaning rejoice. So yeah, anyway. How did I come to overcome it? I don't know if I've overcome it yet, but I would say I have become better at it. How? This year especially, I learned to live in the moment. I mean, I love living my life. I love having fun and living my life. But you see, every time I'd be happy, after I've been happy, I'd be like really sad. Because now I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to be happy again. Or when I see I'm getting to be happy, I'm like, okay, don't be happy. If you're too happy, then bad things that are going to come, they're going to be like super bad. And I didn't want that. But then I got to learn over the years, like recently, maybe 4 years now, maybe, but mostly this year, I came to learn to live in the moment, you know, just don't think about what's going to come later or what's happened to you before. If the happy moment has come now, then take it and run away, scram, leap, disappear with that happiness and enjoy it, you know. And it was a tough thing to learn, especially sometimes our minds, the mind is a vast place that if you do not have power over it, it's gonna have power over you and it's gonna make you go mad, you know. So this year, this quarantine, I know it's been so sucky for so many people, but come and look at the bright side of this year. You've learned a lot. You have made changes. You have done, you've had a lot of growth. You've learned those people who are actually meant to be in your life and those who are not. You know, it's, this year has forced us to grow, literally. You can't say that there's someone out there who has not grown in whatever aspect of their life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You can't say that there's no one who hasn't grown, you know. So this year, I grew to understand, first of all, that happiness comes from within. This is something that many influencers, many celebrities, many preachers, pastors, elders, parents, whoever, you know, this elderly wise people have been singing about happiness being a choice. But clearly, not so many people get to learn that, you know. Find someone is in a relationship and they actually expect the relationship to make them happy, you know. And if you depend on a relationship or on a person, not even whatever relationship it is, where if you depend on a person or on a thing, material wealth or whatever, to make you happy, then my dear, you're not happy, you know. Take, for example, if you think happiness comes from money, I mean, I love money. Money is going to bring you a lot of things, a lot of smiles, you know, a lot of good, easy times. But will it make you genuinely happy? Think about that. You know, you go out there, sis, and my niggas, go get the bag. I tell all of you, whichever way you're going to use to get the bag, as long as it's not illegal, go get it. But also remember to chase after happiness, and that is from within yourself, you know. So how do you achieve happiness by yourself? First and foremost, accept who you are, love who you are, self-love, man. Yo, guys, when you love yourself and accept every inch of you, how you breathe, how you talk, how you snore, how you look, if you love yourself, if you accept yourself and love yourself, that is the journey, you know. No one can ever bring you down. No one can ever say, oh my gosh, look at this person. You'll be like, yeah, and so look at me. I am beautiful. You want to stare? Okay, I don't like people staring at me, but if you don't mind people staring at you, then let them stare, you know. Usually, like for example myself, when people tell me, oh my goodness, Sharon, you're so weird. I'm like, yes, thank you. I know. Isn't it awesome? You know, that throws off the whole energy if they were trying to bring you down. You know, they'll be like, shit, I can't do anything. I can't make them feel bad about themselves, because clearly those people knows who they are. They know who they are. They know themselves. They love themselves. So love yourself. Yeah. Number two is what I was just talking about. Live in the moment. Don't think about what has been. Don't think about what should be. Don't think about what it's gonna be. Live in the moment. You know, enjoy everything that you are doing or you are going through at that time. If it's bringing you happy times, if it's making you happy, then, you know, go with it, flow with it. Another thing, take care of your health. Eat healthy, exercise. I know some of y'all were not born to exercise, but my friend, there's all different kinds of exercises, mental exercises, spiritual exercises, yoga, meditation, whatever brings you peace, you know, whatever brings the energy, the vibe in your body, in your area, in your environment, whatever brings it up high, you know, go with it. Another thing that would bring happiness, I would say, is surrounding yourself with people who bring good vibes. Good vibes always, guys. I keep saying this. I think this is like the third time I'm saying it in my podcast. So surround yourself with friends and family and people who just bring good vibes, good energy, negative energy. We do not want that in our lives. No, oh, no, sorry. Again, there's so many things. I mean, guys, happiness lies within your own hands. You know, only you can make yourself happy. Don't let people here who are unhappy push their unhappy vibes and energy to you, and then you become unhappy and tell you, you should have done this. Why are you not doing this? The society, guys. If you listen to the society is going to bring you down. You know, it's going to have you following and chasing dreams and expectations of their own, selfishly thinking and pressing it down on you, making you think that it's yours when it's not. No, treat yourself well, be kind to yourself, guys. That's another way. Being kind to yourself, I had to learn this myself. You know, sometimes we are the biggest critics of ourselves. We all know this, right? So you find yourself, you've done something which was not according to your own plans. You know, you failed yourself. And then obviously, because you failed yourself, you fail outwardly. And the society, again, is going to come at your neck and be telling you, oh, you've not done this, or you have done this. You know what? To hell with them. You know, be kind to yourself. Sit down and tell yourself, okay, kesare, we didn't do what we were meant to do. We didn't achieve that goal that we were meant to achieve. You know, you feel bad. I'm not saying that because you're sad and unhappy, you shouldn't feel. Every feeling in this world is meant to be felt. You know, so if you feel sad in that moment that you have not achieved whatever you were meant to achieve, whatever goal you had set for yourself, feel sad. You know, be like, oh no, shit. I didn't do it. Why didn't you do it? But don't do it for too long. Just do it. Put like a timer even. Be like, okay, time to be sad. Now, 10 minutes. Be sad, cry it out, you know, let it all out. And then after that, pick yourself up, dust yourself down, and be like, you know what? We can do better. Now we have known what we're not supposed to do, you know, and we can give it another try. And we'll see how it goes. I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I'm betting on it to be true. I heard that Beyonce gives herself one day throughout the whole year to be sad and to feel bad for herself, you know. And I would say it's working pretty well for her. I mean, I heard there's many other things that celebrities do. I mean, that's their life. They're normal people like us. And I wouldn't tell you guys to live a life like a celebrity. No, 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 no. Live your own life. Have your own path. But point here is, do not let yourself die and drown in sorrow and sadness because one thing just didn't go your way or you failed a certain thing. When you fail, you wake up and you keep going, and you keep failing, and you keep going until it's done. That is how all these great inventors, all these great writers got to where they are. All these great people, all these legends. No one just up and went and succeeded like, oh, I'm gonna sing today, and woke up and went to the studio and gave an album, and they were like, boom, the best, the top Billboard, the top whatever, all those awards. No, it doesn't work like that. It does not, dear friends. The other day I was actually looking, I don't know I was looking through Instagram and I saw some meme. I don't know. I'll look for it and post it on my Instagram page. But it was showing where different people came from, different these big celebrities, like Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. He was arrested, man. Even 50 Cent, when he began, he was in jail, guys. But look at where he is now. He's a millionaire. He's a billionaire, I think, even. You know? So, wherever you are now, don't let that hold you back from your happiness. Yeah? Don't let it pull you back. My dear friend, don't. Just do you. People will criticize you. People will talk out here. But you know what? Let them move. Let them breathe their way out of your path. They are blocking. They are taking your oxygen. Wanaku suffocate. As cartoon says. You know. So, your path is your own. Be kind to yourself. Manage the energy around you. Okay? Another thing, venture outside your comfort zone. If you are in a place right now that makes you feel sad all the freaking damn time, why stay there? Move. Find other greener pastures, you know, and water as you go. If that soil is bad, because wherever you are, clearly, it seems you have been watering it and there's no green grass growing or flowers, then that soil is bad. Move to greener pastures. Venture outside your comfort zone. Try out new things. If whatever you've been trying out for 10 years still makes you cry like you're cutting onions every second of your life, find something else. Don't stick to what you know because it's comfortable. You know? Move. If you see something new and it looks like it interests you and it might be the one bringing you joy, move to that place, girl. Manega, leap. Let me tell you, you do not know yourself fully. You keep changing. You know, we are all going through metamorphosis, maybe, I'd say. The person you were when you were 10 years old is not the person who you are right now. Trust me, like, even yourself, when you sit down and look through your memories and your past, there are things, yes, the core things have obviously stayed the same. But the things that keep changing as you go, when you're in a different environment, when you're in a different stage of life, there are things that always change, you know? Everybody, please tell me, what is this that you know, you have known better since maybe 10 years ago? 10 years ago is even far. 5 years ago, guys. In 2015, what is that thing that you thought, oh my goodness, I would never, ever, ever, you know, change this in my life forever? And look at you now, and it's different, and you're even much more better. I'd like to know, you know. So, yeah, that is one of the things. Another thing, show compassion outwardly. Now, I know there are many people who are not about showing emotions or how they feel outward to people unless they are like their inner circle or something of the sort. But there are things like kindness and general love, you know, and humility that can be shown out to everyone. You don't have to speak. Actions, man. I sang this the first time, I think in my first episode, please go check it out. I said, be kind to everyone. You do not know what people are going through out here. People, man, I've met people, and when you sit down and hear the stories, you're like, damn, you're really having it bad. I thought I was dying, but yo, you were one strong muff, yep, that word. This is a friendly podcast. I'm really trying to hold my bad words in. But yeah, you know, so be kind. When someone out there is showing you all the crap that they could, don't reciprocate it with crap. Well, unless they deserve it, but still, you know, be kind to people. You don't know where they're coming from. When you find a stranger on the road and they need help with something. They might not say it, but you can clearly see it. Help them. You know, you'll bring a smile into their face for that day and you wouldn't know, you know. So be kind. My goodness, guys. Relate and connect with people. Do good things for others. Care about others. I'm not saying you should be vulnerable and go out there and be like Oprah and be like, care for everyone, even those who are toxic and treat you like trash. No. Again, I'm gonna say this. Do you be good, you know? But if someone takes your good for granted, then let the claws come out and play, baby. Whew. It's cold out here, guys. I'm outside in the cold. Can you imagine that? Because I'm waiting for the moon, which is actually pretty beautiful. I'm a moon baby. That was outside topic. Let's talk about emotions. Emotions are a thing. They are emotions. Emotions are such powerful, little, unseen. I want to say demons, but they're not, because they give us good emotions sometimes. But don't let your emotions get to your head and take your happy away. Don't ever let anybody ruin your happy. That comes from a really good friend of mine, Vene. What's up, girl? Yeah, she says, don't let anybody take away your happy. Just because they made you angry and you loved them and they clowned you up. Just because your situation at the moment is unhappy doesn't mean that your happy should be taken away. Find happiness in other things, you know. All this comes from yourself. You are in charge of everything around you. Trust me, guys. You are definitely in charge. You're in charge of your mind. You're in charge of your heart. You're in charge of your energy. You are in charge, definitely in charge of your own happiness. Okay, so don't let nobody take it away from you. You know, my friend, Vene, my friend, she always says, like, when she's unhappy, she'll text me. She's like, my happy hormone is running down. And I'll be like, tell me, baby, which one? Is it serotonin? Because I'm going to call you. I'm going to do stupid things till you smile. And then you go back into your bed and think about, oh my goodness, I have such a great friend. She made me smile. And then you think about what you have. You know, and be appreciative of it. You know, and that's when it builds up like that. You understand? So my guys, I know out here is tough, and I know sometimes things are just not whatever they're meant to be. But here is some ways to boost your happy hormones. So there's dopamine. Dopamine is a reward stroke motivational chemical, you know, and it comes sometimes from the little things that you do. You know, it builds up from the little things that you do, like having gratitude. There are some people, oh my goodness, there are humans out here, you meet with them and interact with them and you're like, what, where did you even grow up, my person? Where did you even get all this? You I think you understand from that sound that some humans here, it's like they were taught by ghosts, because even animals have better behaviors and characteristics than them. So be grateful, have gratitude. Yeah, listen to music, guys, every day. Find for even 5 minutes. It doesn't even have to be the whole day, because people are busy trying to get the bag. Just for 5 minutes, listen to your favorite song, or listen to the song that makes you bump to whatever it is that day. You know, there are people who wake up and be like, I didn't wake up happy. You, just because I didn't wake up happy, your day, you're gonna make it sad. No, don't do that, my dear friend. Don't. You can change it. Like I said, you have the power. I got the power. So yeah, if you wake up and you're feeling sucky, be sucky for that time and be like, you know what? I need some music. Find music to bump to and change your mood. Don't be sucky the whole day. You're going to have wrinkles, man. Imagine how you're going to look with wrinkles and you're just very young. I don't know how many people listen to this, but you are young. Whether you're young at heart or you're actually young, you're still young. So don't get wrinkles. Number two, finish a task. That will boost your dopamine. Celebrate small wins. Yes. Celebrate small wins, actually, guys. Even for your friends, when they do something small, however small it is, they've started a small business. Be happy for them. It might not be going that great, but celebrate it. Even you yourself. Trust me, when I did my first episode, which is on SoundCloud and not here, that one was so, all my thoughts were all over the place. But I loved the love that I got from you guys. And FYI, guys, everyone who's listening, I love y'all. Y'all are giving me so much love. I could feel it. And I'm just so grateful for all of y'all, you know? So, yeah, celebrate these tiny wins. Whether you get 5 listeners, whether it's a YouTube channel and you have yourself just 10 views, be grateful. Be like, oh, it's 10 views. When I wake up tomorrow, it's gonna be more. Maybe there'll be 12, maybe there'll be 25, who knows? But whatever it is, celebrate it. Be kind to yourself. Exalt the Lord, but elevate yourself. You know, you're doing good. You're on the right track, you know? Self-care activities, you know, just do yourself a self. You, even if you don't have that money to go to the spa or to go for a massage, you can do self-care in the house, you know? Self-care doesn't actually have to mean that you are sitting there with scrub on your face and pedicure and manicure. No. Self-care could be a day off from your busy schedule. You know, just sit in the house. If you're a nudist like me, sit in the house naked and just chill with wine and chocolate and food and chicken, you know, and a nice movie. If you're a person who loves cozy things, you sit in the house with your jammies, you know, and everything that's gonna make you feel warm and hobo-ish. No. I don't know what I wanted to say. But yeah, whatever. You understand me, right? So whatever makes you happy, do it. That is self-care, okay? Now let's go to oxytocin, the love and contentment hormone. Guys, toxic relationships kill this happy hormone. I am telling you the truth. So the opposite of toxic relationships is healthy relationships. Have yourself a healthy relationship. Hugging family. Now, I know there are people who are not all about being touched by people, but even you, person who does not like being touched by people, you know, does not like human contact, there's that one person that when you see, you're going to go and hug them frequently, or buy yourself a stuffed animal and hug it, or a stuffed carrot, stuffed anything, hug it all the time, or hug your family, or hug your dog, or cat, or whatever pet you are into, you know, just give love, get love. And pets are really good, but there are those people who don't like pets. So whatever it is that you love, do it. If you love a bottle of wine, well, don't become drunkards, but drink that bottle of wine. Holding hands with your significant other. For those who are single, you can hold your hands together like you're praying. But you know, I'm pretty sure you can find a substitute for holding hands. Helping others, like I said, be good, be kind, care, help out here when you walk. I think I already talked about that. I'm not gonna repeat. Serotonin, the mood stabilizer, guys. Yoga is beautiful, guys. My humans, yoga is peaceful and relaxing. I kid you not. You might be sitting there and be like, yeah, but yoga's not my thing and meditating's not my thing. And there are those people, I'm sorry if I hurt anyone's feelings by saying this, but they're gonna be like, yoga is not godly like. Friends, it's not written in the Bible that don't relax your mind or meditate. Yoga is not that. Anyway, that is a very sensitive topic that I would not like to go into right now. But meditate. Do some yoga. There are many videos on YouTube that will help you out. And speaking of, if you need help and you're a beginner in yoga, you can go check out the Swami Tawi by Spectrum of Salome. You can follow her on Instagram and on YouTube. She's going to help you with the yoga. Anyhow, if you don't do yoga and you have refused completely to even give it a chance, you can go with a deep breathing every morning when you wake up for like 5 minutes. Do deep breaths. Just for 5 minutes, you know, breathe in, breathe out, you know, it will help. And even before you sleep, same thing, trust me, it's gonna work. Running, well, I'm not a runner, so for those who are gonna go run, woohoo, go do you. Yes, I support you. Sun exposure. Well, the sun exposure is vitamin D, of course, but not the whole time. During the whole day, the sun is good, you know, when it's at noon and the sun is literally above you, that's gonna burn you. And if you don't have sunscreen, don't say you got it from me. No, best time to get the vitamin D is early in the morning and late in the evening before it sets. Okay, now bananas. Banana, na 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 na. Ooh, I feel like a minion because I love bananas. So for those who don't take bananas, you can take oatmeal or something in the same class, you know. So the last hormone, happy hormone, endorphins, which is a painkiller. Endorphins is a very good painkiller, and this comes from laughing. Laugh. You know, sometimes you don't have to wait for somebody to make you laugh. Nuh-uh. You can just remember something and you're walking by yourself and be like, ha ha ha, I'd remember it. Or actually sometimes you can, okay, I know I am not okay in the head, as I've been told by my friends, but you could find me by myself, seated, and I'll be like, and it's gonna, you know, it will bring out the happy and laugh, even if it's 2 minutes of the day, and voila, you have made the endorphin, the natural painkiller. You can dance. This does not matter if you know how to dance or not. Move your body to the beat. If that beat is making you move, it does not matter even if you move like the wind or move like you're being beaten by the wind again. Just move your body. Move your body, baby. Ooh, ooh. Chocolate. I love chocolate. I love chocolate. That's all I can say. Chocolate. No. And last but not least, you could find, go smell flowers. If you can't smell flowers, I know the guys out there love female products because they smell good. So even if you're not going to tell anybody or accept to anybody that you do like female products because they smell good, that's specifically the lotions, the shampoos and whatnot, then you can go by yourself as your guilty pleasure a vanilla or lavender essential oil, you know, and just let sniff it a little bit. There are those serums you can pour on your pillowcase, so when you sleep it's there, you know, you can smell it when you're sleeping and you smell it and you smell good, you know, it's gonna bring it some endorphins in you. So guys, be happy. Be happy. Is it don't worry, be happy? Oh yeah. Don't worry. Do be happy. Do 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 do. But don't worry. Do 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 do. I be happy. Yeah, I can't do that. If you're wearing earphones and this was too loud for you, I apologize. But yeah. So be happy. Mahatma Gandhi said, oh my goodness, and it's so funny. Anyway, but yes, Mahatma Gandhi, he did said happiness. Oh my goodness, that was terrible English. He said happiness is when what you say, what you do, and what you think are in harmony. So please guys, it's about the now, not the before, not the after, not the what didn't happen. It's now. Okay. So So think happy thoughts, do happy thoughts, and no matter what the hell is going on in your life at the moment, it could be terrible and sucky. Find the little things that make you happy. I feel like I rhymed, but yes, I love you guys. Be happy. If you feel like you can't be happy, come here and listen to me make noise. And with that said, I am gonna close this off, you know, today's episode, and say how much I love you people, and say all of y'all are awesome, and tell you whatever you're doing, if it's not good, no, it's, and you know it's not good, stop it. But if you're looking to do something, or you have a goal, and there's something you're expecting to happen, to achieve, go do it. And trust me, it's gonna happen. You know, focus on it, pray on it, manifest, and just know and believe it's gonna happen. And don't forget to smile. Even if you're smiling by yourself at the mirror, just smile. I love y'all guys. Don't forget to follow at Everything Is Anything and tell your friends. Okay now, bye. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And then it finishes. Hey, do-do-do-do-do-do. Bye. See you guys next week. Same time, same place.